Welcome to God, Sex, and You, a daily discipleship podcast on healthy sexuality. Here's your host, Purity Pastor Dustin Daniels.
On Friday, we started a brand new series on sexual purity. We looked at several examples of purity, like what happens when you put bad fuel in your gasoline tank. How many times have you done that? And you notice that your car starts to spit and knock and sputter. And then what happens when you download a virus to your computer? That's not good either. So we defined purity as nothing being mixed in. It's a foreign substance. It's an enemy. It's an impurity. And we applied that definition to our spiritual and our sexual lives as well. We also looked at what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5, verses 27 and 28, and how he raised the standard for sexual integrity. He said this, "You have heard that it was said, you shall not commit adultery. But I say to you that everyone who looks at a woman with lustful intent has already committed adultery with her in his own heart." Now, most of us read that passage, and we like, whoa, you know, we start to feel immediately condemned because we just know we failed in this area of our lives at some level. And that's why we look at the tender words of our Heavenly Father in Proverbs 5. Well, today we continue listening to those tender words from our Father, and we move to Proverbs chapter 6 and 7. So in today's podcast, we're going to discuss several things. Number one, what do you treasure about life? And when you find a treasure, what do you do with it? Number two, what does it really mean to live, especially after we have sinned sexually? And number three, the importance of teaching healthy sexuality. Today's lesson is titled, God is a God of a Thousand Do-Overs.
Proverbs 6, chapter 6. Proverbs 6, verse 20. Look how he starts off again. He says, my son. He says, my child, my daughter. Keep your father's commandment. Forsake not your mother's teaching. You hear that tenderness once again? It's so important when we're talking about sexual purity. The Father is so tender with us. A commandment is instruction that comes with authority. So God is the creator of all things, including our sexuality. Many of us tend to believe that God created Adam and Eve, and then somehow when God wasn't looking, Satan comes along and slapped the genitals on them. Right? That's not what happened. God created Adam and Eve, and he said it was good. It's good. That word forsake there, forsake not your mother's teaching. It's this idea that I'm not going to throw this down. I'm not going to let it go in one ear and out the other. Right? I'm not going to disregard this. I'm not going to leave it uncultivated. I got to tend to this. I got to work at it on a daily basis. Verse 21, he says, bind them around your heart and tie them around your neck. So whenever Scripture repeats itself like that, it means we need to pay attention there. It's this idea of securing or actually fastening with a rope. And then King Solomon goes on in Proverbs 6 to tell us, committing adultery, sleeping around, young people giving yourself away, it's a really, really bad idea. But once again, you guys already knew that. Proverbs 7, verse 1. Look how he starts off. My son, keep my words and treasure up my commandments with you. Notice the tenderness once again. Treasure up. What do you do with a treasure? You hide it. You conceal it, right? You lay it up. You store these words in your head and in your heart. And what the Father is saying here is that healthy sexuality, this is one of the most important things I can ever teach you. Verse 2, keep my commandments and live. That word live there in the Hebrew, it means to live and live well. It means to flourish. But see, it also means to revive. It also means to live again. It means keep my commandments and be healed. Now, for something to be healed, it means it first had to be broken, right? And I don't know about you, but to me, that's really, really good news. Because I did not keep this standard of purity that God is talking about. My life was exhibit A for over 20 years of my life as an addict. And I'm ashamed to tell you of my past. But the reality is, when I look at God's word, what encourages me here is that we learn that our Heavenly Father, in complete tenderness, in complete grace and love, He says, keep my commandments and live. Keep my commandments from this point forward and be healed. See, God is saying, you know what, guys? I'm the God of 1,000 do-overs. I will revive your life from your past. I want you to live well regardless of what you've done in the past. He's saying, I'm going to heal you. Keep my commandments and live again.
Aren't those incredibly healing words from our Heavenly Father? That He knows the pain that sexuality has brought in our lives? And He even understands our shame. And we're going to talk more about that later in this lesson. You know, at the end of the day, we've all got the same story. And it goes something like this. I was once blind, but now I see. And the only way that we can see is because God chose by grace and through love to reveal Himself to us through His Word and His Son, Jesus Christ. But what if you can't see right now? What if things are so messy because of the choices that you've made that you can't tell up from down? How do you respond when choices that you've made have hurt so many people? And it's just so interesting that we hurt the very people that we say that we love. Well, I know that's a painful place, but see, it's also a beautiful place. It's a beautiful place to come to the end of your own resources, to come to the end of your own strength and your so-called wisdom. I think that's a very good place, because this is where we get to learn who God really is and who you truly are as well. So if you're in this place, I want to encourage you. And even if you're not, my encouragement is for us to get down, face down on the floor every single morning before you start your day. And just pray for God's mercy and wisdom and grace in your life. And then cling to Him. Cling to Him with all that you've got. You hold on to Jesus with your entire being. You know, yesterday I mentioned a spiritual structure to engage in this conversation with the Lord. And I don't find it incredibly helpful just to open up the Bible from anywhere and just start reading, although that's better than nothing. But I would encourage a structure, and I would encourage you to read a daily devotional that includes Scripture every single day. If you're looking for one that specifically deals with sexuality and how to recover from pornography, I just want to let you know I've got a 35-day audio devotional, and this specifically addresses pornography. It's called The Sex Spiral. It's an individual study, and what you literally do is listen to a 15 to 20-minute message. You've got my notes in front of you. You've got the workbook in front of you. You've got the spiral itself in front of you, and I will teach you God's design for sex, marriage, and the family. You'll begin to learn why you've got this propensity towards pornography and why all of your efforts to stop have failed in the past at some level. And you'll also learn that the only hope for freedom from this bondage is the Lord Jesus Christ. It's basically 13 years worth of my recovery. It includes a lot of stupid stories, stupid things that I've done so that you can relate. 13 years of my recovery wrapped up in 35 days. Let me encourage you to visit the website today at dustindaniels.org. Click on store and you can receive a 20% discount with the promotional code podcast when you check out. Well, thank you for listening to God, Sex, and You. I'm Dustin Daniels. You can follow me on Twitter at Purity Pastor. You can email me your questions at dustindaniels.org. The Apostle Paul says in 1 Corinthians 4:20 that the kingdom of God isn't just a lot of talk, it's living in God's power. That power is the very name. It's the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Walk worthy today as you cling to Jesus, as you worship Him, as you joyfully do what God has you doing today. I love you, and I look forward to our time again tomorrow.